Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we have a topic that we would like to discuss with you. It's teenage smoking, and the feature is not on cigarettes itself. The feature today is basically about a particular brand of product. It's similar to a cigar, but it's a clove cigarette. So what it is, it's a blend of more than one type of tobacco, and they're imported tobaccos. They're not American tobaccos. The original clove cigarette started in Indonesia, so they have several different tobacco blends. And then they also take a spice, something like you have in your kitchen cabinet, a very potent spice, a smell-good spice. It's something like things that you put in sweet potato pies, and it's called clove. It's C-L-O-V-E. And they blend that into the tobacco. They roll it at these tobacco brand makers with paper, flavored and scented with sweeteners, and they're also, they're sometimes dusted with crystals that are flavored with clove, candy crystals flavored with clove, and it's a very pungent cigarette, you know, and it's very much scented with the clove spice. So the reason for my show is because I was in New York, and then I moved on to Denver, where marijuana is now available legally, those laws passed, and we're not promoting marijuana, but we want to talk about the clove cigarette because one of the reasons that the clove cigarette was banned in America in 2009 is because it targeted, according to some reporters, it targeted the teen population. And so they had more than one flavor. They had the clove flavor. There were, about five other really sweet flavors that they had, something like they do with the cigars. And they said this was not what the American government intended for its teen population. And, I don't understand how the government said the teen population could get access to the cigarette because you have to be over 18 to buy tobacco products. So even though it was sweet, it was targeted at another market. But the government seems to say this heightened the, interest of teens. So it made teens more interested in smoking when they're usually not interested in a menthol cigarette. When they put all the sugar and spice into the cigarette, everyone seemed to gravitate toward this particular brand. Now, it's available in London, and it's not banned there in England, but it's still very much banned here since 2009. President Obama gave permission for several different companies that regulate to go ahead and ban this clove cigarette because of the teen interest and other reasons. Now, they also say the three blends of tobacco is a hazard as well. We're used to smoking one tobacco at a time, and they said that they blended three brands of tobacco together so that they can have, another quality of cigarette. And so this caused, reason for attention, even though it had the clove blend. So what they did was they technically told them that because it was in a little cigarette form and cigarette paper makes tobacco roll a cigarette, technically, in order to purchase this product in America, had to change the paper from a cigarette paper to a tobacco paper. So instead of a white paper, it had to be changed into a tobacco product rolling paper, and that way, it can be available for sale in America. So people that are worried about this product still worry about the three blends of tobacco. And they want to know if that's going to be, a heightened sensation, if that's going to be a health risk. And so that's the problem with the cigarettes. So if you're out there and you're interested in a tobacco product, this is not the new promotion. This is not the new product. This is not the new brand. This is not what you're taking instead of a cigarette that's nasty flavored or, you know, flavored like Big Fast or some type of medicine. This is not the new thing to have the new heightened, you know, smelly, spicy-like cigarette. Excuse me. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at the Theory of Parenting Day, and we're discussing the clove cigarette, the health risks of a clove cigarette, the reasons why they say it's blended with spice is still more dangerous than a normal menthol cigarette. We're just discussing it, and we're thinking that the three blends was a problem, and the imported tobacco is definitely something to be health conscious about because we're not sure if it's regulated by the American government. So you might not be getting, you know, a product that has been, you know, grown with standards of America or by the rules of the American government. It might be something that's more organic and that it could be at a lesser cost or it could be at a greater cost. But either way, we don't have all the information on the of the growth of the product, so we're not sure what health risk may be at, you know, at fault here or, you know, that's going to cause people problems. So we don't encourage the use of the product. And so they have, you know, a small tobacco cigarette, and they're called like little cigars. And these are not clove flavor, but they're available in America. We're not promoting any type of smoking, not marijuana, not cigarettes, not clove cigarettes, not cigars. But this was a popular topic. We thought as an American consumer and for some people who smoke, and because it was, you know, can relate to teens, it can relate to parents, we thought that this would be a, you know, a topic to discuss because you still can order online and you still can get them at some store because they're now in a tobacco paper. So we simply changed it from a cigarette paper, and this means it's a new product because without it being rolled in plain white paper, and it's, you know, it's not the same product that's rolled in a tobacco paper because the contents of a clear, you know, white paper, it's not the same contents of the cigar-type paper, you know, whatever, you know, chemicals or whatever natural products that go into making tobacco paper. It's not as simple as a plain white piece of paper. So there are, you know, hazards with the tobacco paper, like they did mention with some Black and Miles, the Dutch, and different ones. They said it was a cancer in the middle of, you know, the tobacco leaf or the tobacco paper. You have to pull it apart and pull it out and then, you know, put it back together because there were, you know, hazards with smoking tobacco paper. So now that it can be, the company was bought out in Indonesia by an American company, they're re-rolling with tobacco paper and putting the clove sweet smell in the three tobaccos into a tobacco paper. Thus, it's legal here in America, and you can have the clove cigarette, but you have to worry then about the health risk of a clove cigarette because we're not sure what the hazards are here in America, you know, even though American company bought it, they regulate it. So you have to do your research. You would have to go and get the company paperwork. You would have to see how the tobacco is grown. You have to find the fields, figure out how the fields are grown, what they're using to dust the crop with, to prevent insects, to prevent germs from Indonesia. You have to find out if, you know, if it's a terroristic type product that, you know, the companies that are behind these products are trying to, you know, give American people cancer. You have to find out if, you know, it was targeted because it was such a big, you know, trend, and it was such a big, you know, tasty product, and it was going to outdo cigarettes. You have to find out if the American government targeted, you know, this particular company bought it out and now, you know, allowed the consumers after research and studies to see it before the American consumer then made it safe and then gave it back to the American population. So they did, you know, buy out the company. So you have to do a lot of research in order to find out if this is a safe product. So that's our show for today. Until next time.